B-Pod Studios.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG. It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
So we mentioned it yesterday, but it does apply. And that is, if they are leading somewhat separate lives, then that opens up a whole range of possibilities for Brady that I wouldn't have ordinarily said were possible. Like, and I've said this a couple times, but just to reset, you know, if it's the Brady family unit, they're all living together, kids in school in the area, I think there's no shot that it's Tennessee or Vegas or these kind of places. They're not going to uproot the whole family to move there and then put the kids in school in freaking Tennessee or Nevada. Like, I and I could be wrong, but I just don't see that happening. But if it's a separate lives kind of situation where Tom's just sort of flying in anyway, then I do see him in Nashville. I do see him in Vegas. Those places do make sense if that's the arrangement with the Brady family. And I think the family considerations are always a big factor. Or like for example, like Philip Rivers just moved his entire clan. What's he got, 10 kids or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Out of the San Diego area. And for him, he does want to be close to the family and together. In fact, he lived in San Diego the last 2 years and commuted every day to L.A., which is bananas as far as I'm concerned. But it's just an insight to his thinking. He's moved his whole clan to Florida. So that means something. He's going to play for Tampa or he's like something's. And I think that's going to give a clue to where he's going. And it's telling. And so I think it is with Brady as well. And so if it's really a separate life situation or more than I gave it credit for, then I think any place is possible.
I mean, he'll have more suitors. No question about it. He'll have more suitors, and he'll be willing to entertain more suitors.
Maybe that's really what it is.
Yeah, maybe that's the more significant point. So, I still wonder whether when push comes to shove, he'll be able to walk away from the Patriots. Like, so now, the idea that there would be more teams out there, though, increases the likelihood that someone will give him a deal he just can't turn down. I still think that he's going to have...
Deal that's not going to be matched by the Patriots.
Yeah, this idea that Brady like isn't going to have a great market. First of all, he doesn't need a great market. He only needs a little bit of one. And if the market is bigger than anyone thought because, you know, he can go to places without her and the kids that he otherwise wouldn't have entertained, then, yeah, no question it's a variable. Absolutely it is.
Okay, so that's everything.
I mean, because it's you're talking about a lifestyle.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's, you know, to play for a team is a lifestyle change. That's not just a go to work in a different office. That's totally different. I mean, it's huge.
Okay, so there it is. Patriots latest with Brady, Celtics, and that big win last night and what it means. Maz's Hall of Fame ballot, the cheating scandal, all of it on the table. I promised your phones the rest of the way, and so we will have it. David Mansfield has been waiting patiently with a thought on Brady in the quarterback position. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, so since Brady the usurper completely undermined Belichick's plan of succession, what do you guys think about Belichick coaxing Andrew Luck back?
Okay, so, yeah, I mean, we get at least two or three Andrew Luck calls a week. It makes zero sense on either side, and let me tell you why. If Andrew Luck doesn't want to not play for the Colts, he doesn't want to play football. If Andrew Luck decides he wants to come back and play football, why would he not go back to the Colts?
Good. Well, they have his rights anyway.
So first of all, he can't choose his team. The Colts would have to trade his rights. And do you think the Colts, if Andrew Luck wants to come back and play football, the Colts are going to say, yeah, go to New England.
Yeah.
No, it's impossible. They're going to ask for 3 first-round picks. You're not going to give it up. Like, and oh, by the way, who's to say that Andrew Luck would want to come here? If he wants to go back and play football, why would he not play in an offense that he knows, in a place that he's comfortable with, behind a great offensive line, and a team that might be actually better positioned to give him success in the next couple of years? Like, what's to say he would want you?
You're preaching to the choir.
But it's
you could argue right now that other than Belichick, Indy's a more appealing situation.
But even before that, he's not a free agent.
It's moot. He's done with football. He has other interests.
Andrew in the car on the Celts. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, first, Felger, it's Rihanna, not Rihanna.
Okay.
But quickly, with the Celtics, so it's frustrating to watch this team compared to Saturday to last night, where I think Brad has this long-term system where he keeps guys like Wanamaker and Williams in when they get behind.
Yes.
And these are the games that at the end of the year you're thinking, well, we're battling for the fifth or sixth seed right now, but if we had won that freaking Saturday game against Phoenix by keeping maybe Tatum and making him work for once for an entire week and have him be able to carry a team past a bad Phoenix team, we wouldn't be battling at the end of the year just to get into playoffs with a good seed.
Tighten the rotations. That's I saw last night too. Play your guys. And when you establish your seed and then you can't, then fine. Load management and all that. Team's too young to, like, you got to give those guys all those minutes and give the starters all that rest? No.
I mean, to me, Tatum and Brown, those are the ones I focus on. What are you going to have load management with those guys for? You know, you want to introduce it a little bit with Kemba Walker, fine. Like, you know, and even Hayward, I wouldn't do it. You know, aside from health issues, you get Hayward for one more year. Burn him out. See you later.
David Weymouth on Brady. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I agree with Felger in that as a fan, too, I would like this maybe just for watching, see what the next era is going to look like. But if he does move on, I've heard a lot of people talk about how because he has a past relationship with Vrabel that Tennessee, as we talked about earlier when I first got on, with the Titans. But the angle I look at it is if I was Mike Vrabel, you know, he played his whole career in New England. He kind of got shown the door, not by his method and choice, and he lived under Brady and Belichick. Brady and Belichick, their shadow the whole time. He leaves, goes, gets a coaching job,
Dave,
finds his own thing, beats us. He doesn't want to have Brady come in and be in his shadow again, I don't think.
Huh? He doesn't want a great quarterback on his team? What are you talking about?
Dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Because he doesn't want to live in Brady's shadow?
I mean, it amazes me how people will twist it to just fit the idea that Brady can't play anywhere else. You know, Vrabel would bring Brady in yesterday if he could.
Give me a break.
Yesterday.
You don't think Vrabel's dying for a quarterback to come in and overshadow him and lead him to a championship?
That guy was half joking when he said last year he'd cut off his hog to win the Super Bowl. I think he would bring in Tom Brady.
That is silly. Sorry. James in the car. Go ahead, James.
Hey, Mike. You guys are killing me with, you know, whoever put the 7-year itch down or said that originally had it down to the day. But I'm calling about the Celtics. I'm challenging you on the dunk factor, okay? And the reason is that the next time you're the only one watching SportsCenter, you need to stop taking the stuff out of context. Because the biggest home field advantage, I believe, in sports is basketball. And when, even if you go back to like Dr. J making a house call or Griffin, I mean, that was a momentum changer, the biggest momentum changer that you would have in sports. So, like Murray said, it would pop the crowd. And I mean, it was just tough to come back from.
And nothing to do with the dunk. The home court advantage in the NBA is about the officials. It's about the crowds influencing officials and how the calls go home versus the road. That's the number one biggest factor. And it was a fine dunk. And if I were there again, I would have high-fived my fellow white man. But what I'm concerned about is that now Jaylen Brown walks around like the cat's ass for the next couple of weeks, and he thinks he's arrived. And Jason Tatum is a big night on national TV, and he has the fourth highest selling jersey in the East. And it's like all of a sudden these kids get a big head again. And they sort like, because I think that's the biggest issue on the team. It's not their talent, the talent's there. It's their, you know, ability to buckle down and grind it out. And so let's see them do that. Let's see it the next game.
I mean, to me,
let's see it the next week.
Yeah, I just don't know. I don't think they're there yet. And so I don't think they're there yet in terms of maturity level or in terms of the final polish on their game. So what last night to me was revealing of is where they could be in a couple of years. It was hard to not watch that game and then make some of those plays and some of those shots against good players and contested shots in some cases and say, okay, now there you go. Like, where is that all the time? And I just don't think they have the discipline or the maturity to do it yet.
Tom and Quincy, give me a thought on Maz's ballot.
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, Maz, I agree with you 100% on your ballot. But, Mike, I thoroughly enjoyed Felger's Hollywood Minute. That was good stuff. That was good stuff.
I love the magazines, Tom. I'll read. I will consume those like you read about.
I thoroughly enjoyed while I was waiting. It was good stuff. Maz, the thing that's kind of weird to me, like all you guys that still have the votes, right? How is it such a drastic difference of opinion on who votes, you know what I mean? Like who gets the vote? Because Shaughnessy this morning, he only picked Jeter. But Rosenthal, Jesus, he's picking everyone.
I know. I'm going to stop you. Well, go ahead.
No, so I was just going to say, well, this is an election, right? People have different ways they look at it. Shaughnessy doesn't vote for steroid guys. He won't vote for any of them, which, again, is his right. I look at it and say, well, Alex Cora, you know, and I'm making an analogy here. Alex Cora got busted for cheating. Does that mean he's a bad manager? No. I think he's a good manager. So in the case of the steroid guys, I look at it and say, fine, they cheated. Does that mean Barry Bonds sucked? No, he was a great player in my mind either way. So I vote him in. Shaughnessy doesn't. Shaughnessy makes it a moral question. And again, I'm not criticizing him for that. He can do that if he wants. I don't. So now, on the other side, Kenny Rosenthal will vote for everybody. He wants a big haul. I don't.
The piece that frustrates me is who else is on the ballot and whether that means you're in or not. For example, Shaughnessy also said today that Schilling's going to get in next year. If he comes up short tonight, he's going to get in next year because there's no one else on the ballot. To which I say, well, wait a minute. You're either voting whether the guy's a Hall of Famer during his time or not. It is no, there should be no bearing whether there's other guys also up with him or not.
Correct.
Zero factor.
Correct.
Was he a Hall of Famer in his time or not? So he's not a Hall of Famer in 2020, but he will be in 2021. Because there's no one else on the ballot. That makes zero sense. And that's the part that either they're a Hall of Famer or they're not.
Right.
Vote them on the first time. Now, if you want to say there's...
Now, the only way that wouldn't be true is if, in theory, you had 11 guys on the ballot that you thought were worthy.
And there's only 10 you can pick.
You can only pick 10 spots.
Fine.
Like 10, but that has never happened, in my opinion.
Don't you think there's guys, though, who want to, like...
Yes,
there are guys... out all 10 every year?
No, not want to. Do. Do. Like, there are guys who think, well, I can vote for 10, so I'm voting for 10. Like, they allow me 10, so I'm going to use them all. Like, it's, you know, putts in a putting contest.
Larry Walker.
I mean, come on.
Larry Walker.
So I look at it, and I say, I have a hard time coming up with more than four names that I would vote in. Like, after the four that, and again, Manny to me, Manny's a yes, okay? But I understand why a lot of people say no, because his cheating was so blatant and downright stupid that you just dismiss him as a clown.
It was stupid, but it was the same level as Barry Bonds.
Well, so true. But he's just, he's a clown. And I think people, so there's an other variable with Manny other than the cheating. Just people looked at him in the same way they look at Sosa and say, clown. He's a clown. He's out.
Yeah, but Manny could play.
Oh, he could hit like nobody's business. So, you know, why is there such a wide discrepancy? I wish I could answer that for you, Tom, but that's an election for you.
Back to your phones right after this.
Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sometimes they're hot on the topic.
Yes!
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes!
Felger and Maz, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Oh, now you want to talk about Tom Brady, right? What was he what? Oh, how would you not like the fight? I thought, when she asked me the question earlier, I thought you guys were going to ask me, hey, Tom Brady was here. Davis was here. I saw them talking. What's going on? Are you guys Las Vegas or what? Come on, man. If that dude isn't playing for Boston, he's playing here.
It's Dana White after the Conor McGregor fight the other night. Let's reset the best landing spots for Brady. And what are the leaders in the clubhouse for you? That top three landing spots for Tom Brady.
So I'll tell you, the big variable for me in the last day or so was New Orleans. Because if Breeze somehow retires, or Jimmy Stewart, as you noted earlier, brought this up yesterday. If Breeze were to retire, I'm New Orleans. Brady's the first guy I go get. I mean, he's absolutely clear number one on my list. And it's the team that I would fear the most if I'm the Patriots and I really want to bring him back. Because I think New Orleans has a history of signing a two-year, $50 million deal with an aging quarterback. And so if they did it with Breeze, they'd do it with Brady. To me, that is one I'd worry about if I were the Patriots.
Yeah, New Orleans is one. I would have never considered that until Jimmy brought it up. But if Breeze retires, I mean, you think of the weapons that they have there in Brady, throwing to Michael Thomas, you have a real back in Alvin Kamara, decent enough offensive line, great offensive-minded head coach. Like, it's New Orleans, and you're playing in a dome, so you don't have to deal with the elements all that much. New Orleans one. And then at two, I go the Tennessee Titans. Again, a lot of weapons there on the offense, at least a wide receiver, the familiarity with the head coach, Mike Vrabel. I think it's, you don't give that city enough credit. I think you think it's like, you know, Hayseedville or something. And it's actually, you know, pretty cosmopolitan. Nicole Kidman lives there, for God's sakes.
Because she married Keith Urban, according to my dirt magazines.
Yes, that is correct. Yeah. But it's a hot spot.
And I'll tell you,
I don't know when the last time you haven't been.
Brad and Angie. They moved to New Orleans.
Yeah, at one point, yeah.
Yeah, at one point they did. Yeah.
Hopping.
Post-Katrina, he was helping try to rebuild homes and whatnot.
Yeah, well, I mean, let me tell you something. That if I could make money talking sports in New Orleans, that'd be one of the places I'd move in this country. I love that town.
Oh, me too.
Love it. But I don't think... So I think Nashville's big enough for Tom. I think New Orleans is big enough for Tom. I don't think it's big enough for G and the unit. That's what I'm talking about. I don't care if Nicole Kidman lives there. Giselle ain't. Giselle is not moving to Tennessee. I'm sorry. I just think she's got a bigger, I don't know, footprint. I mean, I don't know how to describe it, but I just don't think she's willing. It feels to me like Nicole Kidman, everything I read in my magazines, tells me she's devoted to Keith Urban and like into his career and all that. Giselle is not into Brady's career.
Right. She hates the career.
And she ain't moving to Tennessee for his career.
It's closer to South America.
But if they live, but if they're living, as according to the magazine, living separate lives, then he could play anywhere. That opens the whole thing up. That's why I think it's significant. So New Orleans, Nashville, who'd you say third? Did you give me a third?
I did not give a third. No, but I'm still L.A. I still think L.A. is a factor. I don't take L.A. out of there. I mean, that's a big one. Again, they'll throw a pile of money at him. Oh, and Vegas.
So to me, it's L.A., Vegas, Miami. Like, I still in my mind's eye got to have Brady in a big metropolitan media market. I just think that makes more sense than that other thing.
Especially if he wants to get serious about TB12, nobody in New Orleans is going there.
No way. Is Ed Tufay on the TB12 plan?
Seriously. With the amount of partying that goes on there, the drugs and the alcohol,
food, never even mind the partying, the food, like
exactly.
Mike was just saying.
No way. The amount of sugar and carbs in there? You can't have that, man.
2 days, you put on 20 pounds.
No way. I just want to see him follow through on it. I want to see him at least follow through on it. All right, back to your calls.
I'd love to see Brady go to New Orleans and get fat. Like, that would be awesome.
Neil's been on the line from Panama. Thanks for hanging on, Neil. Is it like Panama, the Panama Canal?
Yeah, Republic of Panama with the canal. It's a good football market down here, growing football market.
So he sounds like he's in Panama. You understand a word he said?
Seriously.
Try it again, Neil. Go ahead.
Yeah, not because of your apocalypse theory, Felger, but because NFL is over. We rely on the NFL down here. The Thursday night games were big. I probably should have called you in October when you do your status of the NFL, but I was busy doing something. Anyway, a big football market, growing football market, and now with the NFL over, what do we got? Showtime, Super Bowl for all the commercials, yippee-yahoo.
Neil, what's your point?
But yeah, the point is Tom Brady's leaving, which is another one at the end of the world. What do you think about South Beach? What do you think about...
Hey, I think South Beach makes sense. I couldn't stand his phone call. Thanks for calling from Panama.
I mean, the market makes sense. I just have a hard time seeing him buying into the team.
So, team's got a long way to go, it would feel like, for sure. And, you know, we always said, well, he could, you know, get the band back together. Antonio Brown could go play down there. Maybe Rob Gronkowski comes out of retirement. Now, again, just like the Andrew Luck thing, the Pats would have to trade Gronk's rights to Miami.
To Brady,
which, like, do you think that's happening?
No. Nope.
Yeah, Rob, you're like, yeah, go ahead, go to Miami and Tom Brady and play us twice in the division.
Okay. Yeah, in fact, we'll send you Edelman, too.
Yeah, right, like, so maybe that's not. And Antonio Brown is chucking rocks at movers today down at his place in Miami. So you're right about that. Like, that's feels like that team's got way too long to go.
I just think, like, that would be too far in the other direction. Like, I don't think Brady has to be joining the most stacked team in the league. But he can't go to a team that, you know, 5 wins was a celebration this year. Like, that's a tough sell.
Dave in Tennessee. Hi, David. David! Okay, and call us back. You do happen to know the number. Here's Hilltopper in Maine. Yes, Hilltopper.
Felger, Maz, how you doing, boys?
Good.
If you ask me, it's all over but the crying. This guy's going to L.A. I mean, you're going to buy a big sticky house up there in Beverly Hills. I mean, it's a rat. And the Patriots are going to be in total full rebuild because who are they going to have for a quarterback? Quincy Stidham?
Okay, who are they going to have as a coach? The best in the league. They're not going to be in a full rebuild. They're not going to be in a full rebuild. And if you're going to be in a full rebuild, then you let Bill Belichick go somewhere. You trade Bill Belichick for 4 first-round picks if you're going to do that. They're not going to do that.
No, No. That's not, the Patriots aren't going to rip it apart. And so the L.A. thing for Brady, though, is still like, you know, maybe we just all want the variety. It still might be the place that makes the most sense.
It makes the most sense. I would agree with that. Paul in Maine on the Celtics. Yes, Paul.
Yeah, hey, guys. The Celtics have played without energy or focus during almost every single first quarter this season. They either need to lay off the pregame edibles or something because they've been coming out of the locker room with the energy level of a Viagra-less octogenarian. So my question is, should we believe last night's win was a sign of things to come, or is it just an anomaly?
So I'm still in on the Celtics. I haven't gone back on it. I thought last night's slow start was really quick, though, Maz. It wasn't like some of these others. Where
no, it was over in a few minutes.
Yeah. I mean, so they
you know, really stopped. It was the three-pointer by Hayward. Like, that really stopped the bleeding there.
They just, it was 8-0 and 10-2, you said? And
something
then,
like that.
And then they were in it really quick. So I don't even think last night was a slow start. I want to see if they get big heads off of that win last night. If Jaylen Brown gets a big head because he dunked on LeBron. And if they just stay buckled down and play hard and get back on defense and all those little things that they also did last night. And that, to me, is the next little step for them. Because, again, the talent is there. And last night you finally saw it. You finally saw the team's ceiling. It had been a long, long time since you saw that team's ceiling.
I mean, you know what you really start to see, too, is the compete. And really in Brown and Tatum, right? Because Smart competes all the time, so yeah. I don't worry about him.
And so does Kemba Walker.
Yeah, and Hayward is tentative. You know, there are injury. There's other issues there. But for young guys, they don't compete hard enough night in and night out. Like, it's just not always there like it was last night. And you would think for guys that young who are still trying to prove themselves in the league that it would be there with greater regularity. So to me, that's the part I worry about is just – you know, if they're committed to it, in 2 years, the team will be good.
I mentioned Antonio Brown. You want to hear the latest with Antonio Brown? Listen to Murray's update right here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger and Maz.
Oh.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
5-game trip for the Lakers. New York, Brooklyn, Philly coming up. Jaylen Brown catches, drives left side, elevates over Danny Green and throws it down hard with two hands. And Frank Vogel has to call a timeout. It happened out of nowhere, and it's not the first time tonight the Celtics have caught the Lakers on an inbound.
Excuse me. What you miss here is LeBron James got dunked on. He got his sandwich picked and taken.
Big Celtics highlight last night. Jim in Weymouth wants to weigh in. Hi, Jim.
Hi. So listen, I know you're anti-Dunkaroo, dipsy-doo, and you hate the 90s where, like, so much great basketball happened.
The 90s sucked, Jim.
Say that again?
The 90s in the NBA sucked.
Oh, that's just because you think that. Why do they suck? Tell me why they suck.
Because scoring was way down. Only one team won. The style of basketball wasn't nearly what it is today or before. The 80s was greatly entertaining. The league's really entertaining now. The 90s was sucked. The 90s.
Why did one team win?
Because there was only one player.
See, that's so wrong. Because that one team won. Okay, yeah, they had Mike, obviously, best of all time. But... you're missing the fact that you always say that, oh, they never lost in the finals. They never went beyond 6 games. Right?
That's me, actually, but go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. And so, but what it is those guys challenged them. You know what? If you watch those series, they were not walkthroughs, okay?
They were not walkthroughs.
He never got to a game 7. You can say they weren't walkthroughs.
I mean,
like...
Come on.
No, it was Jordan's league. When Jordan wanted to play, no one could keep up with him.
And then when he got suspended for the gambling thing, Hakeem won too. Like, that's it. There's your decade. That's it. That was pretty much the decade.
No, that really is. That was it.
And in the meantime, guys like Pat Riley and others made it a really defensive, physical league. Scoring went way down. It was isolation ball and defense, and only one team until Jordan got suspended. Then it was like two teams.
Stupid Knicks teams were so brutal to watch.
And they were horrible to watch.
They were never close to the bull. I mean, you know, they had a couple series, but... Oh, it was a horrible. The NBA in the 80s was terrific. And I think the NBA now is terrific.
Yeah, the quality play of the league is good. It's an entertaining product.
It is.
It's fast-paced, high-scoring. It's good.
Ball moves, like all of it.
Threes and dunks and all kinds of stuff.
90s was isolation ball and guys getting mugged going to the rim.
That was the Knicks' only shot. That's why they did it. Because their only chance was to goon it up.
David is in Tennessee. He's back. Go ahead, David.
Yeah. I want to talk about free agents' possibility. Costanzo out of the Colts is a free agent and has kept Brissett on his feet for the last season.
So you said, is it Costanzo? Costanzo.
Yeah, I think it's Anthony, right?
The BC offensive lineman? Fine. I mean, Maz has been saying Wynn's going to kick inside to the guard and you need a left tackle.
I mean, that's what I would do, or move Wynn to right tackle. I just don't think he's a left tackle. I don't. So, and ideally, I think he's a guard. They're going to lose Tooney anyway. So, if they can, I don't know what the cap ramifications are on Cannon or how much real money they owe him, but they need to rework that whole line a little bit.
Okay, and finish here with your phones. Couple open lines at 617-779-0985. Here's Mike in the 99 on Maz's Hall of Fame ballot. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, about his Hall of Fame ballot, I want to call take plagiarism on Jay Stu. I called in like 2 weeks ago with that Saints take. So take plagiarism there, guys. Give some credit where it's due. But I agree with Maz's ballot. I think
go to Guitar Center.
Hold on, Mike.
Don't worry about it.
No, go ahead, Jimmy. Give it to him.
What you want to do is you want to go to Guitar Center, get yourself a nice little mixer, get yourself a nice microphone, and go do a podcast no one will listen to.
I don't have to do that.
I'm sorry. Your line got disconnected.
Oh, that is cold.
Don't take on Stu. Don't. Just word of the wise.
What did I do?
Jimmy's kind of like the moon. There's a dark side.
He claims you stole his Saints take, which is not true. You talk to people. Who talk to people, and you've gotten that from your people.
And generally, I don't listen to the callers anyway.
Travis in Vermont. Hi, Travis.
Hey, guys. I love your show. I just wanted your take on whether you thought maybe Tom Brady was leaving New England to prove that he could win without Belichick.
I hope so.
Me too.
That'd be a great story. Honestly, I that's what I hope. I hope he goes somewhere and he has the ass. Like, I'm going to show you, and he lights it up. And I hope Belichick does the same thing. Oh, you think it's you? I'm going to win with whoever, and I'm going to light it up. And then they play each other, and then we have the Brady-Bill Bowl, and we lose our minds. Like, that's what I want. That's what I'm rooting for. So, God, I do hope that that's part of Brady's motivation.
Wouldn't that be something, Brady and Bill, the AFC Championship game?
Oh, my God.
Just give me week 6 in November. Like, I'll take that, or October. Like, all that, to me, that's enough.
Yeah, but the AFC Championship game would be the ultimate.
Like, unless the beggars can't be choosers. Just give me a matchup.
But to what Mike's saying, though, I mean, those Tuna Bowls, that first one, it was like week 3, and it was nuts. It's like one of the craziest sporting events I've ever been to.
It was so good. The Border War. Those games were so good.
I think Parcells made so much of that because he just did not give a crap. Like, he really did. To me, that all that stuff was driven by the tuna.
So this was, you know, Ben Volen wrote something a couple weeks ago and handicapping Brady's potential landing spots. And what he did is he said any place that would face New England or serve as a rival to New England, Brady would want to avoid. And that, unfortunately, had the ring of truth to me because Brady, on certain levels, is non-confrontational.
Tennessee's not on the schedule next year, right?
No.
Right? So but that is an AFC rival, and so who knows? But, you know, Volen said, well, Miami plays twice a year against New England, plays here. He wouldn't want that. And, you know, so-and-so, the Chargers are on the schedule next year. He wouldn't want that. So-and-so comes here next year. He wouldn't want that, which has the ring of truth, but that I hope it's not true. I hope Brady wants to come here, and he wants to shove it down Belichick's throat.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I was just going to say, what's the point of leaving? Like, if you don't want to play him, what's the point? You just stay here and take what they give you.
Jeremy in Westport on Brady's Future. Hi, Jeremy.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Love your show. Felga, Maz, Murray. So, question for you guys. Do you guys think that maybe Brady's just kind of like yanking everybody's chain around? Like, I know he was talking to Al Davis the other day, and, you know, there's all these rumors at these other teams. Do you think, like, at the end of the day, Brady wants to stay here in New England, which I hope he does? I'm a diehard Pats fan. I love Brady. I need my son, Brady. So, like, at the end of the day, you think he's just yanking everybody's chain around, and at the end of the day, like,
yeah, no, I hope not. I hope he's serious about it.
But maybe. I mean, I think you've already, this could be looked at as posturing, what you saw him doing in Vegas at that UFC fight over the weekend.
Yep. It could be.
What do you think the Crafts think?
I have real doubts about his ability or desire to really pull the trigger. I'm going to leave and go to L.A. Like, I just, at the very last minute, I don't think he'll do it. I don't think he's got I just don't think he wants that.
See, I think that's how the Crafts look at him, is they say Tom's just yanking people around. And that at the end of the day, when it comes time to sit down and make the deal, we'll give him a little bit more, and he'll take it. And he'll take it. So, like, that's why I ask you, what do you think the Crafts think? They've been with him for 20 years.
They don't believe he'll do it.
They would not have eaten that franchise tag opportunity or the right to franchise him. They would not have completely given that away if they thought he was a serious flight risk.
I still just... At least, you know, I'd still want to see Brady make him sweat.
Of course.
Take a free agent visit.
They're daring him. They really are. They're daring him. Like, when that piece of news came out in the preseason, what? Like, think of what the reaction was at that time. What? They gave that up? Like, that is basically saying, Tom, if you want to go, go. Go ahead, go. There's the door. Go ahead, go. You can leave. You have the right to make. Go ahead, go. Go ahead, go find a place to play and let us know.
Brian in Fall River on this. Hi, Brian.
Hey, what's going on, boys? I know we got some wrestling fans over there in the studio. I want to see Brady. He already had the black jacket on, like he's going. But I want to see him go to the Raiders, like when Hogan went to the NWO, like just kicking old ladies and like slapping babies. And let's see that side of Brady. You know what I'm saying?
Did he really kick old ladies and slap babies, Stu? Did he do that?
Yeah, he took a swing at an old lady once on Nitro.
Did he really?
Yeah. She swung back, almost hit him.
Bad Hogan was awesome.
Hogan, the villain, was amazing.
If we got Bad Brady, he goes to Vegas, divorced.
Okay, so like
he's out there with all those whores.
Just the visual of Brady in a different helmet. Like I said before, I just can't see Brady in a New Orleans Saint helmet. Like I just...
Yeah, who dat?
That doesn't compute to me. The ain'ts is what I think of. I can see him in a Raiders helmet.
So Murray...
That would be badass.
Murray, a week or two ago, pulled up like a Photoshop thing of Brady in a Raiders uniform.
Yeah,
remember that?
Oh, yeah. Looked awesome.
I can see it.
He did. He looked good.
That would be good
look. Oh, yeah. No, that's a great uni.
How many... They would sell crap ton of gear.
Number one selling jersey in the NFL.
Oh, my God. They would sell a boatload of crap of Brady gear.
Brady was number two in merchandise this year behind Pat Mahomes, so the Brady brand could use a little bump.
He'd look good in silver and black.
He would.
He would. He'd look good in silver and black. I'm talking about just the uni now. That's a good uni. I love the Raiders uni.
24/7 city. He develops a gambling problem.
Seriously, a drug problem. Yeah. Becomes a cocaine addict.
Okay, well, let's.
He's like Kenny Stabler for this generation.
Gets busted for solicitation.
Tom and Saugus on Maz's Hall of Fame ballot. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, guys. Thank you. The problem with the Hall of Fame in baseball is the problem with the sport in general. It's just old. Look at the way the rest of the leagues do voting for all-star games and everything. They need to change everything the way they do the MLB. Thank you.
Okay.
Couldn't agree more.
Really?
Yep. I'm on everything. I mean, the Hall of Fame thing, honestly, again, I'm going to be phased out here in the next year or two, I think. So, you know, I mean, I don't mind giving the writers the power to vote. That's fine. I like the way they're doing it. If you don't cover the game for a period of time, you should be hooked. But I do think that his point about baseball is generally right. You know, they leave everything as is, as if somehow the world's the same as it was 10 years ago, let alone 110. And so I told you, I at this stage, barring some sort of dramatic change, as of right now, I hope the game kills itself.
You're still on that?
Yeah, I do. I hope they run themselves into the ground. They've been completely arrogant and neglectful of the reality.
I think your quote last week was, "You suck, I hope you die."
Yep, that's pretty much how I feel.
You're still...
Needs to be a t-shirt.
Yep, you suck, I hope you die. Kill yourself. Go ahead. I don't care. I mean, now I sound like that woman who went to jail for, like, encouraging
no,
the kid
no,
to kill
no,
himself.
No, no, no. We're talking about the sport of baseball.
I'm talking about the sport. If you want to kill the sport, if you want to be so stubborn and arrogant and lack any sort of integrity or ethics or whatever, or morals, because the game has no moral compass. None. The game has no moral compass.
It's a giant cheat fest.
And then beyond that, it has no business acumen whatsoever. I think all of them are a bunch of clowns across the board, from the commissioner to the head of the union and Tony Clark to the owners to the managers,
so
all
that,
of them.
That just wasn't a one-day heat-of-the-moment thing.
Nope.
You suck. I hope you die.
Yeah. If you want to kill the sport, go ahead. Do me a favor. It's one less thing I have to watch. And I won't feel guilty taking vacation during the summer.
Something tells me you're
home. In fact, the other thing is I'll get to go home at 6 o'clock during six more months of the year. That would be pretty good. I'm okay with that. I'd lose a couple of bucks, but that's all right. I'll bite the bullet. The extra hour's worth it for me.
Same.
Seriously. I'll give up the extra hour for the money. I mean, I'll take the extra hour for the money. Fine. Kill your effing sport. I don't give a rat's ass.
So I do wonder about the viability of your long-term ballot, you know. Given this spiel.
Oh, no, I'm toast. Yeah, no, I'm toast. Believe me, I'm persona non grata.
Final word comes your way next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adult is talking.
It's time to recap this 4-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you are looking for the best deal on tires, there's only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Nope.
Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal, joined the show today, I think, for the final time of the football season, I think. I thought it was last week, but either way. He was here today. That means 10 questions with Greg Bedard. That took place. So here it is, condensed and put together by Hardy.
1, 2, 3. Miss!
Current NFL power rankings, top 10, please, Greg Bedard.
Top 5, you said.
I'm sorry, top 5. I misspoke. It's right there.
Top 5, you said.
NFL quarterback power rankings, top 5, please.
Mahomes, Wilson, Jackson, Rodgers, Watson.
Maz?
Wilson,
Mahomes,
Rodgers,
Breeze,
Brady.
Mahomes, Wilson, Brady, Jackson, Watson.
We all agree on 1-2. So the question then is, who's the third best quarterback in the league?
Top 5, you said.
Philip Rivers is out of Los Angeles. Give me his best landing spot.
Tampa. He'd be a great fit for... You know, or it's just, you know, it just Tampa.
Number 7, who will have a better record next year, the Titans or the Packers?
Since I have no idea who's going to be the Titans quarterback.
Green Bay.
Giants have hired Jason Garrett as their offensive coordinator. Your thoughts?
I have no idea. Just because it's hard to tell. What I can say is, I don't know. I have my doubts about him.
Who will be the biggest tool bag in Miami next week?
Felger for not being able to handle his edibles and liquor again.
The Pro Bowl this week will experiment with an oft-discussed kick, onside kick alternative. I'm sure you've heard of this by now, which is if you want to try an onside kick instead of kicking it, you're going to get the ball at your own 25 facing a 4th and 15. If you pick it up, you keep the ball and you keep going. If you come up short, the opponent gets the ball where the dead ball spot is. Do you like that rule?
Or you can elect to kick a 50-yard field goal for 4 points.
I love that. Oh, wait a minute. Give me your assessment of the San Fran fan base. What can we expect down in Miami? Like, for example, if it were Green Bay who had won that game, we know how many fat freaking Midwesterners would be down in Miami next week between the fat Kansas City fans and the fat cheese. Like, it just would have been
so hot.
Gosh, it's hot.
Give me a prediction. Super Bowl 54 MVP.
But I think the Niners are going to win. It's not
Jimmy G. Jimmy G. Jimmy G.
It's not going to be Jimmy.
Jimmy G.
I do. I like the size. I mean, I'll always take a bigger guy.
That's pretty much how it went.
Yep, almost to a T.
Excellent job by Hardy. As always, thanks for putting that together. Here comes the Dark Knight himself, the sports buzzard.
Yeah, we'll keep it short and sweet tonight. We only have half an hour before the Bruins play somebody or other. So we're going to start with the Hall of Fame ballot tonight. We'll react live as the results come in. I wonder, does Boston still care if Jeter's unanimous? Like, Jeter's getting in. Would that still bother Red Sox fans? Do they still care about that, do you think?
No.
No?
Oh, no, not at all.
They're over the Jeter stuff?
I think
they're over baseball.
Be kind of
well, so that's a good point. So we'll give you some thoughts on the Hall of Fame ballot. I wonder if it bothers people more than you believe.
Be kind of fitting if the first 200%ers are both Yankees, don't you think?
Yeah.
I also wonder if Jeter gets in with Bonds and Clemens. Boy, how's baseball going to like that one? Anyway,
we'll find out in a few minutes and maybe react to it tomorrow. So Felger and Maz does return tomorrow at 2 p.m. Maz, we'll talk to you at that hour.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.